Good evening. I greet you all tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just want to thank Kokejo Mukanzi for doing his show that is called Strangers and Talk. It was indeed a wonderful show, and I believe that we have learned a lot from the show. It was hot indeed. I heard him saying that he was dancing, and I won't win, but I'm not sure because I I'm not sure, but I just want to thank him. Now we are by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. Let me just do this, and after this we will play the song that it will lead us to a prayer where we'll talk to God and ask God to be with us. The time is exactly 12 past 6, which is 18:12 CAT Central African time. It is a beautiful evening, and I hope that you are stuck in traffic. But let me tell you that as you are stuck in traffic, just listen to us. You will reach where you're going faster. As you continue listening to us, let me tell you, you won't have some worries, because in a twinkle of an eye, you will reach where you're going. Now, let's just do this.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
Ancient words will guide us all. Ancient.
That was Michael W. Smith saying ancient words, meaning there is power in the word of God. Whatever that God says, it will happen in that way. Now, what I'm going to do is, we are going to pray and asking God to come and be with us. We are going to pray, requesting and asking God to be with us. Now, I'm just going to play the song that is saying, God of Wonders. That's a song that we are going to pray with. It will lead us to Jehovah. It will lead us to Jehovah Jireh. And let's enjoy the song. And after the song, the song continue to play. What I will do is we will do a prayer and asking God to come and be with us tonight. Pray with me wherever that you are. The song is just saying, God of Wonders by Elijah Oyelele. In your prayer, you can mention the words that Elijah mentioned, that you are God of Wonders. I don't know when you call God, what will you say to him? But Elijah, he is saying you are God of Wonders, because there are things that God has done in his life, that when he look, he see that it is the only God who was able to be with him. Now, what we're going to do is we're just going to pray. And I ask you that wherever that you are in a traffic, as you're driving, you can pray with me. But if you're driving, do not close your eyes. Because when you close your eyes, you will end up being causing an accident, and I don't want you to do that. I don't want that to happen. That's why I'm saying to you that we are going to pray, and pray with me as we are we are praying. We are going to pray and asking God to come in and be with us, because His name is Jehovah, and He will always be forevermore. We are praying now. Close your eyes wherever that you are. We're praying with this song that is saying, God of wonders, God of wonders. We are praying. Daddy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you this evening. We thank you, Lord, for being with us during the day. We thank you, Lord, for directing us. As now we have entered into the show that is called Time to Meditate. As we are going to meditate, we invite you, Lord, to come and be with us. We invite you, Lord, because you are the Lord. You always be, and you will always be the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray to each and everyone who is listening, to each and everyone who will still gonna listen, to each and everyone who's gonna hear this broadcast. It may be tomorrow, it may be next year. I'm saying, Lord, bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wherever you are, you can raise a voice and call him God of wonders. Yahweh, we bow and worship you, Lord. Now, the very same person, Elijah, he's saying Emmanuel, meaning you are Emmanuel. That's why I'm saying, I don't know whom can you call him. Elijah, he said, you are God of wonders. Now he's saying Emmanuel. 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 His name is Emmanuel. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Every time he will always be with you. As long as you invite him, as long as you say, Lord, I ask you to be with me, and he will be with you. Just enjoy the song by Elijah. He's saying Emmanuel. As he's continuing singing the song, you can just reflect and start asking yourself, what can you say to God? Because he's saying that Emmanuel. Emmanuel, enjoy the song.
Emmanuel.
Your name is God, Emmanuel, by Elijah Oyelende from his album, the album that is saying, show us your glory. Now you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Wednesday. Now I know that there are people who are going to church as I speak now, because it is Wednesday. That is where people they meet to pray and worship Jehovah. As I speak now, there are people who are on the way to work. Some they are from work. Some they still stuck in the traffic. That traffic, like maybe you are in this traffic for almost 50 minutes. You feel like you can just try to drive on a yellow line. Because when there's a traffic, we always think of creating something, driving on a yellow line so that I can reach where I am going. But let me tell you, just relax. As long as you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, you will reach where you're going. Just enjoy as we are meditating. Now I'm just gonna say this. That is time where we are reflecting, we look back of what we have done during the day, from in the morning until now. From in the morning, it was just around, maybe some people when they wake up at, they wake up at 6 o'clock. And you prepare yourself to go to work. Now, it's time where we are reflecting. Now, you look back of what you have done. If you are happy with what you have done, then in other words, what you do is, you are going to make sure that the following day, you're going to do better than yesterday. If you are not happy with what you have done, what is happening is, you're just going to correct it and ask God to help you, because the Bible says God is the one who is having a final say. On many occasions, we are planning what we want to get. We're planning what we are going to achieve. But God is the one who is having a final say. So today we are going to continue on our topic that we spoke about on Wednesday. On Wednesday last week we spoke about stress. Now today we will continue with that topic. Remember last week I told you that I'm going to have somebody who is a motivational speaker, who deals on many a times on this issue of saying stress. Now, but we are going to read the Bible where it will guide us. Because last week we spoke, but we never went into much details. Now, today we are going to go much into details of the issue of stress. What causes stress? What will you do? If you are attacked by the stress, what should you do? Because every time and every day when you tune into the radio, they tell you that so and so and so died because of the depression. Now, when the stress starts, it starts, and after it started, it will produce what we call a depression. Now, I don't know how will you handle a stress. Because some other people, they are handling a stress in a different format. Now, I just want us to read the Bible from the book of First Corinthians chapter number 7. Now I want us to look into verse number 28. Now, when We are going to read about Paul when Paul was addressing the church of Corinthians and everyone in large. Now, he was addressing the church of Corinthians, but he was also addressing us. Now, I'm going to read the very same chapter that Paul was addressing the church of Corinthians. Remember, we are talking about stress. Because some other people, they behave differently on the issue of stress. Some other people, they act differently on the issue of stress. So we are going to read, and you will be able to understand. But I'm going to read it first in the message. Maybe in your translation, it will not say the way the message say, but it will say it in the other way, but it's the same thing. So I'm going to start reading in the message. Thereafter, I will continue reading with a New English translation. Because sometimes when you read in one translation, people, they think that you are reading so that it can favor what you want to see. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 8. Let me just remind you that you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Just for a soul. Just for a soul. Just for that one soul. Just for that one soul. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo, on a show that is called Time to Meditate. This is a daily show that we are always having it. Every day, Time to Meditate, where we are meditating, where we are reflecting, where we look into our life, we look into our careers, we look into our families, we look into our companies, we look into our churches, we look into our children, we reflect, and we meditate. That is why it's called Time to Meditate. When you read in the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us that when Jacob was I'm going to read it in Genesis 38, but I don't want to go there. But I wanted to show you that you can only meditate when is during the night. You can only meditate when is during the night. In other words, you look back into what you have done during the day, and if you are happy with it, and then it's fine. What you do is you just say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to make sure that I do this and this and this. If you are not happy with what you have done, what you do is you just say, okay, it's fine. I must correct it. That's how it is. I must correct it. Now, let me just read. Because when you go to Genesis 24:63, it's telling us that, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the even sight. Meaning, it was in the evening where Isaac had to meditate. It was in the evening where Isaac had to meditate. Because it said in the evening, he went out in the field while meditating. He looked up and saw camel coming. That's why I was saying we only meditate when it's during the Bible says Isaac, he went to the field. It was in the evening. Just to meditate where there's no disturbance. Because during the day, you can't meditate because there are disturbance. People are passing, they go in there, there's a noise, the people are doing this, they're telling you this and this and this. You can't meditate. Now, in the night, that is where we meditate. That's why the Bible tells us that Isaac, he went. Okay. Alright. Let's just do this. Let's just say Jimmy Swaggart. How much more? Then we'll be back.
If he knows when a robin and it falls from its nest, and he grieves when he sees it die. If he kisses the rose with that morning, oh, morning mist, how much more does he love you and I? If he cares for all the lilies on an open field, and I know he does, and caresses the petals with his if he sees a tree when the wind makes it real, how much more than a frail rose that he gives life in the spring. Or does he love me less than a little bird in its tiny nest that never soars, yet he soars on the wind? If he can speak just a simple word and can calm an angry wind, peace be still, and it calms that rolling angry sea. Then he can speak, peace be still, to the storm that's within. That's how much more God really loves you and me. If you'll take out the time to turn a desert from its dry, and he'll carve out a river, oh, with its ease, just to give a little fish another place he can live. How much more does he love you and even me? If he made a little place for all that has ever been, and I've been told, and I believe, I know that it's true, he's preparing me a place that I cannot comprehend. That's how much that he really loves me and you. How much more than a frail rose that he gives life in the spring? Or does he love me less than a little bird in its tiny nest that never soars, yet it soars on its wings?
That is Jimmy Swaggart saying, how much more? How much more? Yes. You are listening, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now the time is exactly quarter to six. Quarter to seven. Why am I saying quarter to six now? It's quarter to seven. So now it's a beautiful evening. As I told you that some people they are on the way to church. Some they are coming from work. Some they are going to work. It's vice versa. Now we are exchanging. Some we are from work. Some are going from work. That is how it is. Now you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. As I was explaining to you that we only meditate, you can be able to meditate during the night. Because in the book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 63, it tells us that it was during the night where Isaac decided to go to the field. Now, remember, it was that time after Isaac's mother died, when Isaac's father had to send his servants to go and marry and get a wife for Isaac. Now, when Isaac was in the field evening meditating, as he was meditating, he saw the wife, he saw the camel coming. And when he looked into those camel, he saw the wife on top of those camel. That's why I'm saying we are meditating. That's why I'm saying you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And the name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. I was just wanted to show you that you can only meditate during the night where there is no anybody who can disturb you. Because at work, believe in me, you can't meditate because there are people there who will make noise. There are people there who will try to disturb you. There are people there who will try to make noise. There are people who will try to do things. You can't meditate very well. But during the night, it's the quietest time. There's no noise. That's the time where you're able to meditate. Because there's no noise. There's no one who is disturbing you. You are alone. Now, which is, it is you and your God. It's time where now you will be reflecting, speaking to God. Saying, God, you know, I was supposed to do this. I didn't do it. I did this instead of this. I cheated somebody at work. I took a bribery because some people, we end up being doing things that we don't want to do because of the situation. Some people, they end up being taking bribery because of the thing. That's why I'm saying, as we meditate, you're able to reflect and see if what you did, are you proud at. That's why I can ask you that, are you proud of whatever that you have done? Are you proud of whatever that you did today? If yes, and then you're going to continue doing that way. If no, then you are correcting it. That's where we are meditating. Now, I told you that tonight we're going to talk about the stress. Around 8:30, 2030, CAT Central Time, we will be having Casey. He's one of the motivational speaker. Where I will be having him today at around 8:30, where we'll be talking about stress. Okay? Where we'll be talking about stress is Casey Dinoke. I will be having him tonight talking about the stress. How to handle stress. What causes stress? Is there a possible that a person can prevent stress? That's what we will be continuing talking about. Now we're going to read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. Verse number 28. Remember, I told you that I will read it in the message, and then we will continue with another translation if we have. Let me just remind you that as we continue with our show around about 7:30, we will have a party time. Party time, that is where we dance. Party time, that is where we dance for a few minutes. Now remember, Kokecho, he said that come on, zomeng ka spedi ar om padile. He beat me ka sho. He beat me because now recently this it reminded me. I heard this a song, it called Omoya Mwavuma, Omoya Wam Wavuma. Now recently I heard that this guy was supposed to interpret the song to a Mulungu. So Omoya Mwavuma. And then yeah, I interpreted it come home. I think I must ask Kokecho. Kokecho will remind me what the guy said. But he said something in connection to that Omoya Mwavuma. That's why I'm saying, I wanted to say to you, Ori, Kokecho, umpadile. Now I'm saying, Ori, that's who Kokecho beat me. Aban, this who? So Kokecho umpadile, Kokecho beat me. So, but during 7:30, we'll have that party time. So, well, I can be sure whether Kokecho umpadile or Kokecho beat me. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 28. I'm going to read. It read as follows. All right. Let me start from verse number 26. Then we'll jump and go to verse number 28. As we are going to be talking about stress. Okay. Stress. Yeah, ne? Stress. And after stress, there comes what we call a depression. Like now, I'm going to just explain what is a stress. And so that you can understand. But I think there's a solution when it comes to a stress. I'm going to refer to someone who will be able to assist you, who will be able to help you into that stress. You know, this morning as I was going to work, I went to work, then I left I left my bag and my scarf tin and my lunch box and my breakfast lunch and all those things. I left them there. Then I took my car to the garage. They were supposed to do something. As I was coming, I was working. As I walked, I was working with this guy. It was around, let's say, around 10:30, somewhere there. Now he was eating pap, walking. I asked him, why are you eating pap walking? He said, no, actually, I got 2 beers in the morning. So I'm trying to remove so that they can't notice that I'm there. I said, why? Well, he said, I've got too much stress. I've got too much stress. You know, many people, they are doing things because of stress. Those who are drinking, they will tell you that we drink because we have too much stress. But if you want to find out how did it started, how did it started? Many people who see them smoking marijuana, apparently, I heard that it has been legalized. Now, those who are smoking marijuana and those who are smoking whatever, they tell you that we are removing the stress. Now, here Paul was trying to explain to the church of Corinthians what they should do. Now, before I read, let me just explain what the stress means. It's saying a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or demanding circumstances under a lot of stress. Stress related to illness, something that can cause a state of strain or tension. The stress and strain of public life, particular emphasis of importance. Now, That's why I'm saying they are. This is stress, which is related to illness. This is stress that is resulting to the amount of pressure that you are getting from work. For example, you find out that your manager asks you to do something, and you fail to do what they said. The closing date for that project that you were supposed to do is at 11 o'clock in the morning at a.m. And you find that you did not even do anything. Now, that is where you're going to have stress, because you did not achieve, you did not deliver what you were supposed to deliver. That's I'm saying you that a state of mental or emotional strain of tension resulting from adverse or demanding circumstances. There are circumstances which will demand you. Now, it caused a stress, because you are in a state of mental emotions, emotional. You are in a state of mental emotional. And what it does is, it causes the stress. Now, let me first read from verse number 26. It says, because of the current pressure of us. Okay, because of the current pressure on us from all sides, I think it will probably be best to stay just as you are. Now, that's Paul. He said, because of the current pressure on us all from all sides, I think it will be probably be best to stay just as you are. Pressure. Now, people, they will pressurize you to do something. And as they continue to pressurize you, if whatever that they are pressurizing you, you're not doing it, you start develop what we call the stress. You start developing it because somebody is pressurizing you to do something. Last week I mentioned that sometimes somebody can pressurize you that you must buy a car. And because sometimes you want to buy it because your friend says so. As you buy that car, and then you come to a point where you no longer be able to pay the car. Now, that's where the stress starts now. Because there was a pressure. Somebody pressurized you. A person can pressurize you to marry. A person can pressurize you to enter into debt. That's why Paul was trying to address the church of Corinthians. He said to them that because of the current pressure on us from all sides, I think it should probably be best to stay just as you are. That's what in the message. Now, to accommodate those who are using Amplified, I'm going to read in Amplified. It said, but if you do marry, you have not sinned. Okay. All right. I think I'm reading a wrong verse, because I was reading 28 instead of 26. It is saying, I think then that because of impending distress, it is good for a man to remain as he is. Okay? He said, verse in basic Bible English, he said, in my opinion, then because of the present trouble, it is good for a man to keep as he is. Alright, let's just go to a break, just to remind you who we are. Let's just say this.
By the grace, radio, by just the grace, radio, show.
Oh, and we favor man. Nara Dre, I will buy the grace ministry. Rob Dringa, I want a China.
Oh, I'm gonna buy the grace radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midre, 1685.
Nara Dre, I will rob the ministry of this time in Chichava.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
andikozvepa mani zvino ndichikonyaga wafollow kana kuti chiresa radio yavo ndingaya gara
ya ukandichita munomboro ya 0732692731 ukandichita mu WhatsApp ya rina ya 0832894658 www.radio.bythegrace.org kuba wa radio at bythegrace.org bythegrace.org. Time to meditate. John Ramabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus Christ.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Every step that I take, wherever that I go, the moment that I do, I ask you to control me. I ask you to guide me. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. The time is exactly 3 past 7 CAT, Central African Time. What a beautiful Wednesday. Now, I told you that we read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We read verse number 26, where it's saying to us that because of the current pressure on us from all sides, I think it would probably be best to stay just as you are. Now, he was advising them in terms of getting married. I remember there was a show that I co-graduated, I think it was last week or last of last week, where he was discussing about this thing of getting married. But But you know, Paul was there addressing the congregation, a youth, married and unmarried. Now he said, he was saying on 26 that because of the current pressure on us from all sides, I think it will probably be best to stay just as you are. It's very tough because it's very tough. Everybody wants to have someone. And at the end of the day, because like this morning I read on Facebook where they say there was a policeman who was a court police. He was working at court. He's staying in Soweto where he killed his wife and the children, and he shot himself, but he never died until he died today. You know, because of that, that is a stress. Sometimes, you know, this month they said, last week I think they've opened 16 days of abuse, something, where they're teaching about abuse. They have launched it in South Africa. It's the month of women abuse. Like, we must not abuse women. But when you look back into it, when you check into it, you will see that that is because of the stress. Because it starts small, small, small until it becomes big, 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 big. It starts very small. It is very small. Small, small, small until it grows. Because there's a pressure. There's pressure in the mind. There is what we call, as I told you, that something that is making a heavy to your mind, because the mind is in a state where you find that you no longer think straight because of the stress. There's a tension that is resulting in the demanding circumstances. That is why on most cases they advise us, those who are working, that you must just go for the holiday. But sometimes when we go to holiday, but we're not going there to rest. You're still gonna work when you go to holiday. That is why they say it is very important to go to holiday, because of you had what we call the tension resulting from adverse of demanding circumstances. There's something that strain your mind. Something that is strained your thinking, and it causes stress. Now let me continue. Let's go to verse number 28. It says, "But there is certainly no sin in getting married, whether you are a virgin or not. All I'm saying is that when you marry, you take on additional stress in an already stressful time. And I want to spare you if possible." According to what Paul was saying here, he was saying that because of we're living in a stressful time, you must not take an additional stress. Now remember, he was advising those who, the young, the old, and everyone. Especially here, he was speaking on this verse, he was speaking to those who are not married. That because we are living in a stressful time. And he said, "I want to spare you if possible, so that you must not add additional stress." According to what it says, meaning there is a stress, a small stress that we, when we live, we have stress. When you wake up in the morning, whatever that you're thinking of it, and you think that it's a stress, it causes what we call a stress. Now, Paul was addressing the issue, because they were complaining, they had some questions which they wanted answer from Paul. Now, let me read in IST, International Standard Version. It said, but if you do get married, you have not sinned. But, and if a virgin get married, she has not sinned. However, these people will experience trouble in this life, and I want to spare you from that. In other words, you will experience more stress. That's what Paul was trying to say. He doesn't say that people, they must not marry. But he was trying to advise that because we are living in a stressful time, it is very important that you must not take on additional stress. Because, you know, when the stress comes, you end up doing things that in the end of the day, you are regretting. You end up doing things that you are regretting. You said, but why would this happen to me? Forgetting that you took on additional stress. I mean, we are living in a stressful time. We are living in a stressful time. Many of times you find that when you wake up, you go to work. You found out when you arrive to work, they tell you that you need to do this and you never done it. That is why on many occasions, when you go to the interview, they ask you, when you are in a stress, what are you doing? How are you controlling your stress? Because some other people, when the stress comes, they do things which are funny. They say some other things which they were not supposed to say. We say things which we were not supposed to say because of the stress. Now, Paul was trying to advise and that we must not take on additional stress. We must not take on additional stress. Because we are already living in a stressful time. As I told you that there are things that they will cause stress. As I told you that the people, they will first, what they will do from verse number 26, they say, there's a current pressure. People, they will pressurize you. And when they pressurize you, you end up doing something that you're not supposed to do. That's why many people, they said, motu omuchabe. They said, motu omuchabe. No, in English, how can we say? Will you run a person? But now, when we say interpret that in English, what are you going to say? Now that's why I'm saying, people, they will pressurize you to do something that you don't want to do. And because you want to please that person, you feel like you want to prove, you know, many of times when we do something, we do things in order that I want to prove that I can do this. On many occasions, a person said, okay, I want to prove that that's what they say. I want to prove that because of the current pressure. People, they pressurize you. That's what people, they say. Now, if you do things according to the people, you will be in a problem. I normally tell people that the dog will only bark the car that is moving. But if the car is stopping, the dog will never bark. It will never even make a noise because the car is stopping. Now, whatever that people are saying, you need to know that you are moving. You are a moving. You are not stopping. When people talk about you, they say, hey, where now what? Hey, want to? You need to know that, okay, can I raure? I'm living. I'm moving. There's a progress in me. Because, you know, many of times people, they go and say to a person, but why when are you saying this about me? But I normally say that when somebody say that when I did this, you mustn't worry. As long as you never do it, you should know that you are a moving car. And the dog will only bark the car that is moving. Alright. It's saying that you must not take on additional stress. As I told you that there are things which will cause stress. Now, let's just go to First Samuel, where we're gonna read about stress. What causes stress? Because on many of time, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 15. Let's just go to the verse. I'm going to read it in New English Translation, which is NET. I'm going to read it into that. And from there, we will continue. Just going to read into that. Then from there, what we'll do is, we will continue. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Verse number 15. Remember, I told you that you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Just for a soul. Just for a soul. Just one soul, it is enough. One soul. We're searching for one soul. Not too much soul, but one soul. Whatever that it takes for the soul. Now before we read 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15, let's just go to a break. We will go to the break by the song that is saying, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Just enjoy the song. The song is by Jimmy D. From his album, Mighty Men of War. Let your will be done. Enjoy the song.
Let your will be done. Will be done. Let your will be done in my life.
Let your will be done.
That is Jimmy Lee saying, take your place in my business, in my family, in my children, in my car. In other words, you're saying, Lord, take your place. Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my children. Now, that is what he's saying, Jimmy D, from his album, Mighty Men of War. Now you're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a beautiful Wednesday. The time is exactly 20 past 7. We left with 10 minutes to go to a party time. And after the party time, we're going to continue. In other words, I heard Kokecho in the afternoon. He was saying that he had danced. And I don't know. I was not sure. I was in there. I came. He told me that he was dancing very strong. Now, by half past, it's going to be party time, maybe for 5 minutes. Then we're going to continue. In other words, is you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We start this show at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. We're going to end this show 9 o'clock or maybe after 9. I don't know. Because around half past 8, I'm going to have a motivational speaker by Casey Tinoke. He's going to join me tonight in our show as we're talking about stress. Now, many people, I don't know how do they respond to the stress. Some people, they respond differently. That is why you see people, they kill each other because they respond differently to stress. Now, Paul just told us from the book of 1 Corinthians 7 that we are living in a stressful time. And you must not take an additional stress. Now, there are people who are doing that. They want to take additional stress. Now, how are you handling the stress? Because when the stress growing, it causes depression. And after depression, and then the person can do things which he did not want to do. Now, I told you that we're going to read from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 1, verse number 15. I'm going to start from verse number 15. But during your time, you can start from verse number 1 so that you can understand why will Hannah said those words. Why will Hannah said those words to Eli? There are words that Hannah said which we're going to read. Now, when we read in NET, which is New English Translation. NET. It's called NET. New English Translation. NET. It's saying, I'm going to start from verse number, Where must I start? Must I start from verse number 14? Yeah, I think so. I think let me just start from verse number 14. Alright, okay, let's start number 15. He said, but Hannah replied, that is not the way it is. That is Hannah replying. He said, that is not the way it is. I think if we can take this weight that Hannah said, that is not the way it is. Because as I told you, people, they like saying things. People, they will tell you something. They will tell you that, no, you must do this. You must tell them, that is not the way it is. That is not the way it is. Hannah was replying Eli. He said, my Lord, I'm under a great deal of stress. I have drunk neither wine nor beer. Rather, I'm pouring out my soul to the Lord. Don't consider your servant a wicked woman. For until now, I have spoken from my deep pain and anguished. In other words, Hannah was responding to Eli. Now, when you start from verse 1, in other words, let me say, there was there was a man who had two wives. Okay, this man had two wives. Now, the Bible tells us that Elkanah was the man who had two wives. The first he had Peninnah, and after that it was Hannah and Peninnah. Now Hannah was the first wife. Okay, Hannah was the first wife. In other words, Elkanah had two wives, but Hannah was the first wife. Now, because Hannah was not able to conceive, now Elkanah had to marry a second wife, which was Peninnah. Now, every time when Elkanah was offering the sacrifice, many a time Peninnah was saying words to Hannah that were no more, meaning you are a barren. That's what people they say. They say those words, and those words they hate a lot. They bringing more and more and more and more stress. Now Hannah developed a stress because of what they said to her. They said to her, Peninnah said to her that you are now Moapa. You are barren. And this thing, it did not sit well with Hannah. She developed what we call a stress. And she realized that the only place where I can go and pour my stress is the only place where I should go. The only place where I should go and pour my stress, I should go to God and pour my stress to God. Now, I remember I told you that I liked the way Hannah responded to Elkanah. Hannah responded to Eli. She said to Eli that that is not the way it is. But Hannah replied. Remember, Eli said the way that he said from verse number 14, which I'm not gonna go there. Now, let me just say it is exactly 7:28, as I promised you that we're gonna have a party time. And after this party time, we're gonna continue. So what we're gonna do is I'm just gonna play the song, and after the song, I'm gonna give Kokecho to do whatever that he wanna do, and after it, we're gonna continue, and after we continue, I will have KC Dinoke, where we are going to discuss and talk about, continue talking about stress, how to handle stress. What will a person do? Because Paul just told us that we are living in a stressful time. That's what. I don't know. How are you handling the stress? You know, sometimes when you go to work, yesterday maybe you find that you left office, you did not finish whatever that you want to finish. Especially like when you go to a doctor. When you tell the doctor that I have headache, they first, before they even examine you, they ask you that, are you not having stress? And you find that you don't know. They ask you that, if you are a student, they ask you that, when are you writing your exam? Because during the exams, people, they develop what we call the stress. That is what is happening. So now, I'm just gonna play the song. The song that I wanna play the song that is saying, Jesus, you are able, by Ada. Then after that, Kokecho will do whatever that he want to do. And then we'll continue. Just listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts of the people. Let's just see you are able. You just do step back and forward. It's simple. Even if you don't know how to dance, you just say step back and forward. Step back and forward.
What can't you do, Jesus? Let's go!
We're gonna let me give Kokecho on his party time.
Yeah. Good evening here. Let me just greet you and thank you, John, for welcoming me here on your show called Time to Meet It. But now is party time. I'm K-Favor Mkansi, the gospel comedian. Yeah, you can easily catch me on Strength Hills and talk. Yeah, mahoyo sure na biru chura biru gwa na tila ye. Kina kwela ya bo unkozo faja, kukozo faja, kukozo faja ne. Kina kwela ya party time show. Mahoyo sure today, tabarili busy, girele yo mwawa mwewa wa TLH. Ya ko Soweto. Is it Soweto, ne John?
Yeah, it's the way to go, Gage.
Yeah, you can give me a song. Yeah, Barnabila Ramalata, Gayonatila Yewe.
None other than Pastor. We'll be right back.
Alright, so what we're gonna do is we are continuing. That party time is finished because we did not get what the person that we're supposed to get. So we're continuing. You're still listening to Bad Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. That is a step by step, step by step. That's a song that is playing. And by Michael W. Smith. We're still continuing. As I told you that we were talking about Hannah, when Hannah went to a house to pray, where the Bible tells us that when she was in a church to pray, Eli was there, and Eli saw her praying, but she was not saying, she was just praying. But there was no words which were coming. Now what happened is Eli said to Hannah that, "Are you drunk?" Now Hannah responded in verse number 15, said, "But Hannah replied, that is not the way it is, my Lord. I'm under a great deal of stress. I have drunk neither wine nor beer. Rather, I have poured out my soul to the Lord. Don't consider your servant as wicked woman, for until now I have spoken from my deep pain and anguish." That's what is happening. So what I want to tell you is, many people they will make you to do things that you don't want to do, because now they will say to you that, "No, when almost you can be able to buy the car, why don't you buy the car?" Then you buy the car because they said so. But as it continuing, you find out you no longer be able to pay the car. Now the bank will call you. They said, "We need the money to pay for the car because you took the car." Now it's gonna be a problem. The stress is gonna come. You're gonna have a problem into that because of that. Now that is why I'm saying to you that where we're reading there, that is where we read that Hannah responded. Eli said that, "That is not the way it is, my Lord. I'm under a great deal of stress." Now Hannah decided that the only place where she can pour her stress is by going to the house of the Lord and tell God what is tormenting her. She went there and poured her heart to the Lord. That's why she said that, "I'm under a great deal of stress." Now the only place where you can tell God about your stress, it's when you go to Him and pray. You said, "God, when you pour out your heart to Him, because He is always ready to hear us when we pray, to hear us when we speak to Him." In other words, Hannah was pouring his heart to the Lord. She had things which she realized that the only person that I can pour out is when I pour that to the Lord. That is what happened. Alright? That is what happened to Hannah. Let me remind you that you're still listening to Bad Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. So let's just do this, just to remind you. Then when we come back, we will continue.
Time to meditate.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace.
Just for a soul.
By the grace, radio.
Just for a soul.
Oh, and we favor man. Nara Dre, I will buy the grace ministry. Don't be getting like one of Haina.
We are going to buy the grace radio number 3, Sierra Gas Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midre, 1685.
Nara Dre, I will drop the ministry of this ministry. Chavan, now.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
handikuzwe pamani zvino ndichikonyaga wa follow kana kuti tiresa radio yako ndingayagara
ya ukaridzisa munomboro ye ya 0732692731 ukaridzisa mu WhatsApp yako ina ya 083 289 4658 kuba wa radio at by the grace dot org
by the grace radio just for a soul.
Yeah, so we are back. I was just reminding you that we are by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. And the name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. As I told you, that the only time where we meditate, it is during the night. The time is exactly 7:43 CET, Central Time. Now, Hannah said that I am in a deep stress. I am in a great deal of a stress. Because every time when she was facing Penina was telling her about the children. I don't know, have you been in something where you find that you are busy marketing, looking for a place where you can work, and somebody is telling you that you will never even, every time when you coming from marketplace, somebody is telling you that now I got this and this and this. When are you still struggling into that? That is why I'm saying to you that the stress, it's very, very, very dangerous. Because somebody can tell you something, and believing me that you find that you want that thing, but somebody will tell you. And we think, when you think into that, it causes a strike. Somebody can brag about something. Because the Bible tells us that Penina was bragging about her children. She was bragging to Hannah, saying that you are the first wife, but you never gave Elikana even a child. You never even give Elikana a child. That is what happened. Just imagine what a pain. What a pain when somebody trying to tell you something. That is a serious pain, where somebody is trying to tell you something that you find that you are trying with all your heart, but somebody just told you something. That is why I'm saying to you, it will give you too much stress. Somebody will say to you, but how many years have you been in a marriage? There's no even a children. That's what they say. Somebody can say to you, how many years have you been working, but you never even, you don't have even a car? How many years have you been working, you don't have even a house? How many years have you been working, but you don't longer even have a wife or something? Now they pressurize you. As they continue pressurizing you, that thing is start to cause what we call a stress. You start to develop stress because of that. You start to develop what we call a stress because of what people are saying. People, they say lots of things. People, they will tell you a lot of things. And those things, they end up being causing what we call a stress. It will end up being causing what we call stress. Remember, as I told you, that you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. So Hannah, she was in a great deep of stress. Instead of her saying things which she knew that she was going to regret, what she did is she went to Messiah, and she went there and she said to Messiah, she poured her heart. Okay, she poured her heart to Messiah. She poured her heart to Jehovah. because that stress was difficult for her even to carry that stress. It was very difficult for her. That is why she said, I'm pouring out whatever that I had to Jehovah. I'm pouring out whatever that I have to Jehovah. Because Eli thought that Hannah, she's drunk. But she was under a lot of stress. She was under a lot of stress. Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 15 verse number 1. We will come back to 1 Samuel chapter 1. It said, a gentle response diffuses anger, but a sharp tongue kindle a temple fire. Kindle a temper fire. Now, in other words, anger, it's another part of because remember, you start having a stress, and when stress continues, it starts to bring what we call anger. Because sometimes you find that at work, maybe you want, like you never completed whatever that you were supposed to complete. And that thing causes stress. As it continues causing stress, then you start to have anger. And it continue until it brings something. But patient, it's very important. It break down everything. Okay. Let's just do this. I'm just gonna play the song that is saying that the way you have fathered me. And then when we come back, we will continue. Enjoy the song.
Everlasting, all your Without you, no me without you, say yeah. myself in thee. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. You are my shield, you are my covering, you are my stability, my foundation, you are my shield, you are my.
Saying that, take my hands. Now you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. I played two songs. The other one was saying that the way you fathered me. The other one is saying, take me to the place that is where I wanna be. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. We're talking about stress on the show that is called Time to Meditate. By 8:30, I'm gonna have KC Dinoke in our show tonight, as we gonna continue talking about stress. He's a motivational speaker, and it's gonna be awesome. Now, remember, I told you that we started by reading in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 28, where it tells us because of the current stress, we are living in a stressful time. So you must not take into additional stress. Now, where we read again in the book of Samuel chapter 1, verse 15, when Hannah was praying, where Eli noticed Hannah was praying. So Eli thought that she's drunk. Now, and Hannah responded that I am in a lot of stress. I'm in a deep of lot of stress. Now, when you go to Lamentation, chapter number 2, verse number 19, I'm going to read it. It said, get up, cry out in the night. When the night watches start, pour out your hearts like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for your children's life. They are fainting at every street corner. Get up during the night. Alright, let's read it in the promise, which is called Contemporary English Vision. The promise. It reads as follows. It is saying that, it's saying, get up and pray for help all through the night. Pour out your feeling to the Lord, as you will pour water out of a jug. Beg Him to save your people who are starving to death at every street corner. Now, as I told you, that during the night, that is where we are meditating. That is where we speak to God. Here we are told that get up in the morning, get up. Get up during the night. And what you do is, you pour your heart to the Lord. You rise, cry out in the night from the first watch of the night. And pour out your heart like water before the Lord's presence. Lift up your hands to Him for the love, for the lives of your children who are fainting from anger at the heart. From anger at the heart of every street. That is what it says, that we pour our hearts to Jehovah. We pour our hearts to Alpha and Omega when it is during the night as we meditate. That is why I said to you that is where we look back, we reflect, and we ask God to be with us. Because it say to us that during the night, you must cry to the Lord and raise your hands up. You pour out your heart. You had too much stress during the day. You had too much stress. Now it is time where we reflect. It is time where you pour out to the Lord. When the start of the night, it's saying, arise, cry out in the Lord from the first watch of the night. That is what it says, from first watch of the night. Immediately at 6 o'clock. Immediately at 6 o'clock, where the show that is say time to meditate start. That is where you start crying to the Lord. We crying to the Lord. We say, Lord, Lord, things are not well. Lord, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Now listen to this song as we continue. You have done so much. It's saying, you have done so much.
As I look back over my life, I realize that God has been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Therefore, I lift up my hands in worship. The Bible says they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we come to tell you the reason why we worship Him. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus Christ. He came to love, kill, and forgive.
done, Lord. I just want to honor you.
You've done so much. Only I to worship.
Jesus, majesty above his own throne.
Yeah, so you still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. You're still with me, Pastor John Mamavulu, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. We read in the book of Lamentation chapter 2, verse number 19, where it said that, arise, cry out in the night from the first watch of the night. Pour out your heart like water before the Lord's presence. Lift up your hands to him for the life of your children who are fainting in anger at the heart of every street. Angry, who are angry at the heart of every night. In other words, what I want to say is, as it is during the night, 6 o'clock until 6 o'clock is during the night. It said from the start of the night, you cry to the Lord. You meditate, you pray to the Lord. Because Hannah went to a church to pray. She was going to pour out her stress to the Lord. She was going to pour out her stress to the Lord. Now, let's just go and read. While we are there, let's just go to Ephesians chapter number 11. I want to show you Ephesians chapter number 11, verse number 10. It read as follows. I'm going to read it in NET. As I promised, I'm going to read with NET. Ephesians chapter 11, verse number 10. It read as follows. Banish emotional stress from your mind and put away pain from your body. For youth and the prime of life are fretting. Banish. Banish meaning remove the stress. How will you remove a stress? The point is, a person can say, but okay, I hear you, but how will I remove the stress? How will I remove the stress? Galatians chapter number 10, number 11, verse number 10. Let's read in CSB. CSB, it is a Christian Standard Bible. It said, remove sorrow from your heart and put away pain from your flesh, because youth and the prime of life are fretting. In other words, they pass. That's a prayer that's a prayer that King Solomon was praying, that they remove sorrow from your heart. Remove the stress from my heart. And it's it. So refuse to worry and keep your body healthy. But remember that youth with the whole life before you is meaningless. In other words, when you refuse to worry, you keep your body healthy. When you refuse to worry, you keep your body healthy. Because when you start worrying, it develops what we call the stress. Because you will be complaining too much. You will be worrying too much. Say, but why this and this? And sometimes it will bring what we call the heart attack. It will bring what we call heart attack. Because of that, you end up having heart attack. Because you always worry. Here we are told that, so refuse to worry and keep your body healthy. Refuse to worry and keep your body healthy. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now the time is exactly 8:20. CAT Central Time. So what I'm going to do is, around 8:30, as I promised you, I'm going to have KG Dinuke, who will be joining me this evening, as we will just going to talk about stress. There are some other things that I will be asking him, because it said remove the worries. Get rid of all your troubles. That's what it say. That refuse to worry and keep your body healthy. But remember that youth with the whole life before you is meaningless. What it says is true, because every time we lose many people, you find that they say this person just collapse. We don't know what happened. But when they do the post-mortem, they tell you that he had too much stress. He had too much worries. That is why Hannah prayed to the Lord. That's why he prayed to the Lord, so that the Lord can hear her prayer. And indeed, God heard her prayer. Now listen to this. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor him with your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. Life is not pleasant anymore. So refuse to worry and keep your body healthy. But remember that youth with the whole life before you is meaningless. Alright. Let's just see. Our Father by Don Moon. Then when we come back, as I promised you, I'm gonna get the KG. Then we'll continue together. Enjoy the song. Thank you. That is Michael W. Smith. Hello?
My good sir.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to welcome you to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. I welcome you to our show that is called Time to Meditate. How are you, sir?
My good sir, it's an honor, it's a privilege for me to be here. I am so good, had a long day, but I'm standing tall.
Okay.
Mr. John.
No, we thank God. So let me just ask you this question. Who is KC Dinobe? Because now people, they just say KC. They ask me, what does KC mean? Does it mean?
No, don't worry about what KC stands for.
So, you know, people, they've been asking me, but you say we're going to have KC Dinuke. I mean, what does KC mean? I said, I don't know. What I know is KC. So can you briefly tell our listener who is KC Dinuke, and we will continue.
Okay, so. KC Dinoke is a motivational speaker. KC Dinoke is passionate about writing books. KC Dinoke is a recording artist. But more so, KC Dinoke loves the Lord big time.
Okay.
So in summary, that is KC Dinoke.
Okay. Meaning that KC Dinoke, he is born again.
Very born again.
Okay. All right. No.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We can continue. Now, you know, I read a verse that we read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, where Paul was addressing the church of Corinth. He said to them that they must not take too much stress, because we are already living in a stressful time. Now, what I just want to ask you when it comes to stress, can we say, does stress apply to each and everyone?
Stress is part of life.
Okay.
Stress is basically not bad, so to speak, until you dwell in it and it will become now dangerous to you. Let me give an example.
Okay.
Let me say you're using a bus or you're driving to work and there is traffic.
Mm.
That traffic, when you check it nicely, it will create a level of stress in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're supposed to be at work at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you know that you have a meeting at, let me say, 7:15.
Yeah.
But when you look at your time, you can see that you're not going to make it. Maybe there's an accident on the road, or the traffic is too heavy, or the robots are not working.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do to your body? It creates a level of stress. That stress is fine as long as it's under control.
Okay.
The problem about stress is the minute it is out of control, then it makes you to lose your peace. It makes you to lose your joy.
Okay.
So the plan is to keep the stress under control. But stress, if I may say, is part of life, sir.
Okay. Which means what Paul is saying here, let me just read this verse with the Amplified. It said, but there's certainly no sin in getting married, whether you are virgin or not. All I'm saying is that when you marry, you take an additional stress in an already stressful time.
Yes.
And I want to spare you in, if possible. So what I wanted us to look at, meaning as you said that stress is part of life. Meaning each and everybody is having a stress. But it depends,
no, we do.
It's depending how will a person react to a stress. Okay.
It's all about how you handle stress.
Okay.
The thing is, we handle stress differently as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes our personality traits also play a role. And I'll give you an example.
Mm.
The people who are called melancholic, these people are prone to be stressed in life.
Okay.
Meaning something small will happen and they will lose their peace. They will lose their confidence because of their personality.
Okay.
Then now you have people that are called, let me say, for instance, there's a personality that is called choleric. These are extroverts. They talk too much.
Mm.
These guys, normally they are able to handle stress a bit better when compared to the people I've mentioned already.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all about the strength of our personality. But another thing that plays a huge role is where you come from, where you were born, Mr. John.
Mm-hmm.
You can be from a background where you were taught how to handle stress intelligently.
Okay.
And this is what I mean. So your parents understand that these are exam times, because these are exam times.
Mm.
But they do not put extra pressure on your head to say, you better get an A, you better get a B. Otherwise, because when they do that, they add more stress.
Mm.
And if that is the background that you are from, chances are you will find it very difficult to handle stress, because when you are stressed, somebody else was making that stressful situation even more stressful. So you just need to understand where you come from and ask yourself, what kind of stress am I struggling with? And I'll make an example again.
Mm.
For instance, Paul just mentioned that when you enter into marriage or a relationship, there will be a level of stress that that relationship brings to you.
Yeah.
So there's no way that you can be in a relationship without stress.
Mm.
And anyone who tells you otherwise is trying to be better, smarter than the word of God.
Okay.
So stress, like I've mentioned, it's perfectly normal. The key is, how do you manage the stress? And there's a lot we can talk about, and hopefully we'll talk about tonight.
Yeah.
But it's very important that we learn how to handle that thing called stress. Otherwise, it becomes a tsunami.
Okay.
It just sweeps your life away. It sweeps your peace away. Basically, when stress is out of control, that's when it leads you to what we call depression.
Okay.
Because once it has become a depression, it means it's stress out of control. Now, the bulb or the fuse in your head, unfortunately, has got burned.
Okay.
So just not to go too much, I just want to lay that foundation. Stress is the first stage. But if you allow it, it's going to culminate into a depression, and you will not like it.
Okay. So while you are there, I read another verse from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 15. Let me read it in NET, New English Translation. It said, but Hannah replied, that is not the way it is, my Lord. I'm under a great deal of stress. I have drunk neither wine nor beer. Rather, I have poured out my soul to the Lord. Don't consider your servant as a wicked woman, for until now, I have spoken from my deep pain. So, meaning, I'm supporting what you said, that each and everyone is having a stress. But it depends on what kind of stress is attacking. For example, I was saying to our listener that, let's say, for example, you go to work, they tell you that you are supposed to submit the certain report at 11 o'clock. Then you did not submit that report. It is already 5 minutes to 11. Now, it's going to cause the level of heartbeat is going to go up, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Or we can say the high pressure is going to rise because of you did not submit whatever that they want in time.
Mm.
Now, how will a person prevent the stress from being depression. Because how will a person prevent that? Because obviously when the stress it grown up is going to produce depression. And after depression, and then, I mean, somebody's going to kill. You know, this morning I read on the newspaper, they said there was another policeman who killed the family. He died in the hospital. Now, I think the root cause is the depression. Meaning we lose people that we love. We lose people that are close to us because of the stress and the depression. So how can a person handle the stress then?
One of the most practical ways, Mr. John, is this one. Let's understand that you cannot control every situation in life.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to sit there and dwell there.
Yeah.
The reason why I want us to sit there is because we have a tendency to think that we can control every situation in life.
Okay.
Remember that stress is when you find yourself in a situation where you feel powerless in regarding making the change that you would like to see at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
So stress is like a place where you feel helpless to really get your way. And I made an example, and you also made an example, but I made an example when it comes to traffic. I've been there many times when I know I have to be at a certain place at a certain time.
Mm.
And I never imagined that I will face the traffic that I will face. I will give you an example, a very practical example that happened to me. A few months ago, I was going to the SABC for a certain interview at a radio station.
Yeah.
On my way there, on M1, there was a crazy traffic.
Mm.
When I say crazy traffic, I mean the kind of traffic that you wish you could just lift your car and be like Michael Knight.
And
start flying, become like a Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked at the time, I could see that there was no way I was going to make it to the studio for the interview.
Okay.
So I even went to my GPS. I know my way there, but I went to the GPS and said, GPS, do you know the shortest route to the place?
Okay.
The GPS said to me, you have to continue straight with M1. And I looked at the traffic. I knew I was not going to make it. And at that time, it was hot. It was extremely hot. So now here I am. I'm calling them at the studio to say, guys, I'm not going to make it on time. But as I'm calling them, remember, there's a level of stress that comes upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And the stress says, Joe, what are we going to do? You promise the people that you're going to be there at a certain time and you are not able to make it right now. Okay. So what are you going to do?
Mm.
First of all, I needed to acknowledge that I cannot control that traffic.
Yeah.
Let's begin there. Mm. The minute you think you can control every event and situation in your life, you put yourself in a stressful place. Number two, which is the same as number one, you cannot control a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot control a human being. I'm saying it sounds so simple, but yet it's so profound because oftentimes we stress for the fact that we cannot get our way when it comes to somebody else.
Okay.
I'll make it a perfect example. You ask somebody to do something for you in the office, but they choose not to be cooperative. They choose to take their own way. They choose to act insubordinately. For that particular period.
Okay.
And you know that this work needed to be done, but somebody else did not do the job and is rebellious enough not to do the job. Mm. So what happens to you? You are stressed because you know that the buck stops with you. So the superiors are going to look at you and ask you, why was the job not done? So that brings a level of stress. But here is what I'm trying to say. How do you prevent it? How do you control it? You need to understand you cannot control people.
Okay.
You cannot control people. Let me mention another practical one. Very simple, but it's very important. You cannot control a weather.
Yeah.
I know that Jesus stilled the storm. I understand those things.
Mm.
But on a day to day, you cannot control the weather. Here you are. You go out thinking that it's going to be a perfect afternoon. Then it starts to rain when you don't have an umbrella and you were taking a walk. So what's going to happen? It's going to rain on you. And when it rains on you, you can choose to remain calm and say, oh, I did not know that it was going to rain, so I'm still calm. Or you can become so stressed that the rain has ruined your day. So there are many ways to control stress, but the number one the number one point is to understand that you're not having control over certain situations so that you don't dwell in a stress and kill yourself, Mr.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, I think there are people who are on a level where the stress is no longer controllable, meaning that they use certain things to remove the stress. Example, this morning, as I was going to work, I arrived at work. I left my computer and everything. I drove my car somewhere. As I came back, I decided that, okay, I'm going to walk. As I'm walking, I see this guy. It was in the morning around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. He was eating, I can say breakfast, but it was pap and you know, I don't know, Mara, maybe it was lunch or breakfast. But, yeah, now I said to him, why are you drinking, why are you eating pap in the morning? He said, no, the thing is I drank two beers, so I want to remove, you know. So I said, why? He said, no, I have a stress.
Yes, stress. Yeah.
I have a stress. So that's something. I think there are people who are removing. I mean, for example, today is Wednesday. When is Friday? Some people, they go, they leave their house Friday, they come back on Sunday. When you ask them, they said, we are trying to remove the stress. So then what I'm saying is, in that case, what will happen? What will a person do? Because the person is used to saying that for me to remove a stress, I must get one beer or something to remove the stress.
One leads to two leads to five. Mm-hmm. Mr. John, that is, unfortunately, when you try to remove stress, but instead you abuse alcohol, what you are actually doing is you are multiplying the stress. So you are watering the stress that you're saying you want to alleviate. So you're trying to take away the stress. That's what you think you are doing. But unfortunately, you are increasing it because you do not treat stress by becoming numb. Remember that when somebody indulges a lot in alcohol or other what I can call it, substances. When you indulge in such, you are trying to numb yourself, meaning you are trying to take a break from the stress.
Okay.
The problem about that kind of a break is that it's a very short-lived break, because the minute the substance leaves your blood and now it fades away, guess what happens? You are back to square one. You are not even back to square one. You are probably back to another step two. You are back to step two. Why? Because you have spent money. So you have abused money trying to take away the stress. And chances are you are taking that alcohol, trying to deal with the stress. You are financially struggling. Therefore, you use alcohol to try to deal with stress. Even you are creating another stress because you have to spend money that you don't have to try to fix the stress that the money has caused. So it's what we call a perpetual situation now. You are not getting help. Instead, you are digging a grave for yourself. So how do you deal with stress? You need to understand that there are behaviors that we call destructive behaviors. And alcohol abuse, it's one of the destructive behaviors. Other people, what they do, they party all night long trying to deal with the stress. Here's the problem about that. You overwhelm your body. You don't rest. You drink a lot. So therefore, your body is drowning under intense stress because you do not even rest. So you are trying to deal with stress, but unfortunately, you are using destructive behaviors. Let me give you, for an example, behaviors that will help you to alleviate stress. And these are the behaviors that are healthy for your mind, for your body, for your emotion. One of the things that can help you to reduce stress is jogging. Mm-hmm. Putting on your techies, putting on your tights or your shorts or your tracksuit and get to the road and just start jogging a little bit or start walking. That helps you to release that stress because you release certain happy emotion or happy cells in your body. You ignite them. And when that happens, the stress level will go down. One of the things that you can do, or what I do, I pray. You know, I converse with God and we have an intimate time. Guess what that happens? It takes away the stress because I take my worries, whatever is stressing me, I put it on his shoulders. Because his shoulders are broad and strong enough to handle my stress. And therefore, when I'm done chatting with him, there is a relief in my mind. There is a relief in my body. There is a relief in my brain. And that's how you deal with stress constructively. Not to deal with stress in a way that now you are applying a destructive behavior. And in return, you are more stressed and your body is being unfortunately abused. And eventually, you are even deeper into the stress. Mr. John.
So in other words, we're saying that the medication that can help a person, it's connecting with God, right? I mean what I'm trying to say is we're not undermining the medication that the doctor provides. But what I'm saying is the important medication, as you say, is to pray. because when we read in Ephesians 11:10, it talks about that you must remove, you must not worry so that you can be healthy. In other words, because on Lamentation 2:19, it talks about that during the night, that is where you must pray and ask God to remove the stress. Now, in other words, will we say there is this thing they call it, if the person is, it's already rehab. Does the rehab remove the stress?
You see, rehab has a role. Okay. It does has a role. But it is a challenge. A rehab without feeding somebody's spirit or without feeding somebody's mind, it's not enough. Because oftentimes a rehab focuses on the body, focuses on starving the body from taking that substance. But when you do that, you need to understand that it's only one step there. The second most important, which I believe basically should be the first one, is to understand that you cannot help yourself when you are in rehab, but you need an intervention, and you need an intervention from God. Whether you believe in God or not, there is God, and you need God. So at that particular moment, that is the time for you to say, you know what, I have tried to deal with this thing on my own, but I have failed so many times. So now what do? You need to go to a higher power, and that higher power is who we call Jehovah. So now you rely on Jehovah to help you deal with the situation. Because as a human being, it's not every situation that you can be able to conquer on your own. You need to understand you need an intervention. And when you accept that you need an intervention, what you're giving to God is you are giving him the keys to deal with you. I'm not saying a rehab is not important. It's absolutely important. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you've gone to a rehab. We need to feed you. We need to feed your mind with the thoughts of God. Where do we get the thoughts of God? The Word of God, the Bible. So now you feed your mind with the right food that will stimulate your emotions and that will stimulate even your creativity to be back now to normal.
Okay.
So you do not just go to a rehab and think everything will be fine. No, you add God there. God should be the foundation of everything. Then from there you feed your mind with his word, because the Bible says, Jesus himself saying, that the words I speak to you, they are spirit and their life.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if there's an area in your life where you are stressing, it means that area is experiencing death. So when you take the word of God and incubate it in your mind, in your heart, guess what happens? You resuscitate that area of your life. Then again, you evolve stronger, better than how you were. So the word of God plays a huge role to ensure that you deal with that stress, but more than dealing with stress, so that you live a victorious life on earth. Pastor John.
Okay. So, like, let me just ask you. You mentioned the issue of saying also, like, jogging can help in reducing the stress.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then, let's say those who can't run, who can't walk, what must they do? Remember, there are people who are very lazy that they can't even run or even walk.
Mm-hmm.
For a certain, a person will tell you that, well, I can only run up to maybe a meter or so. So,
but remember, when we talk about physical exercise, it's not something that's supposed to be optional.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be mandatory.
Okay.
It's not something that I feel like I want to do this. No, it's something that you ought to do. And here's what I'm trying to say. When you look at a car, you don't say, ah, today this car does not feel like getting petrol. If there's no petrol, that car will not move.
Okay.
Another example is you don't say, you know what, I feel like this car today should not have, I should not turn on the lights. If you don't turn on the lights and it's in the middle of the night, you are going to smash other cars. So you need to understand that your body is like a vehicle. It functions in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
When you exercise, for instance, you release endorphins from your body. You release certain hormones that help you to be happy. So that is very important. Don't regard it as, you know what, I'm lazy, I can't walk. I mean, if you can run, at least you can walk. Mm-hmm. And if you can't walk, at least you can move your hands while you are seated on the couch eating your popcorns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least you should be able to do something. If you don't like walking and you don't like running, maybe you can use cycling. Maybe you need a bicycle. But you need to get your body moving, unless you are paralyzed. And that is a different case. But we are talking about people here who have the capacity to wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to the gym. And to go to the gym does not mean you pay money. You just get yourself the day key.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to the street to act, you walk or you run. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that is optional. It's mandatory. Because when we give it the option side, then we create problems. You think you can function by bending the rules of nature that God himself has instilled in our bodies. So it's a mandatory thing, sir. It's not an option.
Okay. So let me just ask you something.
Yes, sir.
If somebody, like, I think, does a cry helps to reduce the stress?
To cry is very important, and it's a very normal emotion. And what I like about Jesus in the Gospels, he explained or he exemplified what it means to be emotional. And I respect that. I respect that because Christ being on earth, being the Jesus who had the body but still being God, he still expressed the human side, which I greatly appreciate. So when I feel overwhelmed emotionally, let's say for an example, when he saw the unbelief of Martha and Mary after they had lost their brother, I think it's Lazarus, am I correct?
Yeah,
it's after
Lazarus.
They lost, yes. When he said to him, and basically the resurrection, he saw doubt and he was crying because they did not believe him. He was crying. The Bible says Jesus wept. I think it's in the book of John.
Jesus wept. Mm-hmm.
Meaning Jesus was in touch with his emotions, still he was God. But remember, when you cry, don't cry and drown in your tears. Cry to release the emotions of anguish or pain, but don't cry to drown in your tears. And this is what I'm saying. Meaning, you should cry, but you must not now throw a pity party. You must not now wear a mindset of a victim. Though you feel like life has victimized you or people have victimized you, cry is a perfect normal emotion. But the minute you dwell there and you build a castle, now you are missing the point and you are going overboard. And eventually you are going to create a pool of tears and you are the one who's going to drown in those. But again, remember that you need to learn how to open up. You need to have a confidant in life. You need to find somebody who you can express yourself to. Maybe it's you, Mr. John,
mm-hmm.
where there are people who confide in you. Maybe it's me, there are people who confide in me. You're going through stuff. Then you open up because you need help.
Okay.
So that helps you to release some of the burden on your shoulders. And as you open up, you get better and better. So this is so key that you cry, but more so you don't drown in your tears and you find help. Don't drown alone. The people out there were equipped to help you. Good sir.
So okay. Like, let me just ask you. The pressure, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Can we say the pressure can also is part of a stress? Like being, you remember, people, they will pressurize you to maybe to buy a car. Remember with when it comes to Hannah. Now Hannah, mm-hmm. every time she got a pressure. Because from Penina, because every time Penina was saying that,
because she was not conceived,
yeah, you can't conceive, born and not, like, sort of breaking with the child. I think that causes a pressure into Hannah. So would we say that pressure also it contribute in a stress?
In a great way. in a great way, my good sir. You know, there are some women who are even tired of being asked, when are you getting married?
Mm-hmm.
There are guys who have gotten tired now. When you ask them, when are you getting married? They're like, you know what, focus in your own life. Mm-hmm. Let me focus on my mm-hmm. own life. You know, because you are putting so much pressure over them. Maybe they have plans, or maybe they don't have plans, but they don't need to be hearing that thing oftentimes. And then the other one is, when are you getting a car? Or when are you getting this? Or when are you getting this? Or let's make it more practical. What happened last week on Friday? Mm. It was a Black Friday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You saw people buying this. You saw people coming in with plastics from different stores. But you don't know if they have money or they are buying those things in there.
Yeah.
And now you compare yourself. You put yourself under intense pressure. You see somebody who's driving a car that is more expensive than yours, and you want to compete with the individual, then you buy a car. But you don't know how much that person gets paid. So you put stress over your life because you are adopting pressure. Yes, sometimes people put pressure on you and you accept it. Or sometimes you put pressure on yourself because of your internal conversations. So you need to be very careful. Know your own pace. Know where you're going. Know how to get there. And give your plans unto God to say, Father, help me to attain 1, 2, 3 for your kingdom's sake. Then you're taking the pressure off your shoulders. You place it on God because He can handle that pressure and that stress. My good sir.
So to add what you're saying, Casey, I think you mentioned an important part that people will pressurize you to do a certain thing. For example, they will say, as you mentioned, that they will ask you, Nakana wena onyala ni?
Or what?
And then wanyala, but Nakana wena obalengwana ni? So then it also, if something is not happening, you're gonna develop what you said, the stress. You achieved 5, but 1 you can't get, and then they pressurize you.
My advice is, don't be a television and people are the remote control.
Okay.
You need to know where you're going in life, so that your life is not dictated by other people.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you end up being a victim to life. Mm. Simply because you don't live your life. You live other people's dreams. You live other people's ideas and goals. And now you use those as your own. Meaning you are empty inside trying to please other people. Mm-hmm. You need to understand, if you try to make other people happy, but you are not happy, you are basically acting foolishly. So you need to understand your happiness is pivotal. So don't live your life from other people's scripts. When people write a script, then you live it out. It's like in a movie where people are directors, but you are the puppet. You are the actor.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand you receive your script from God, not from people. And once you have received your script from God, He empowers you to fulfill the mandate of the script. Therefore, you'll be able to fulfill whatever is in the script. But when people write the script, they will not empower you to live out the script. Mr. John, I think we said a mouthful, sir.
Yeah, no, we said a mouthful. I'm just going to ask you the last question, and then we will close. So like,
yes, sir.
Coughing out, ne? Coughing out, mm-hmm. does it help? Like, let's say maybe you find out that maybe I'm sitting with my wife. She did mm-hmm. something I don't say. Ne? I don't
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, okay, let's say she do something I say at the same time. It helps, or must I wait until tomorrow or next year for me to say whatever that she did?
I think it all depends on your state and her state.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, there are some things, if you try to say them now, you might spoil everything.
Okay.
Because of the environment is not conducive.
Right.
So there are things that you can push to tomorrow. You are not avoiding them, but you're pushing them to tomorrow. But some things are immediate. But that all depends on the technicalities. If the mood is right, if the timing is right, if everything is right, then you can voice that out. And again, you need to check your emotions. Are you at a stage where you are able to converse or to engage in that conversation? Because if you are, for instance, emotionally very, very vulnerable, that might not be the perfect time for you to talk about it, because you might just burst out of anger. Okay. So you need timing. But at the end of the day, you need to express yourself. You need an outlet. It's a natural thing.
All right. I just want to thank you. But before I let you go, I want you to like, you can say whatever that you want to say to our international listeners who are listening all over the world, all over South Africa. Where will they find you? Like, last word that you can say to them.
Yes, sir. We have said a mouthful, I do believe. Let me leave my email address and my contact. Okay. My email address is kcdinoke@icloud.com. kcdinoke@icloud.com. And my WhatsApp number, if you want to get a hold of me directly, it's 084-200-5469. 084-200-5469. Master John, I really appreciate it. You have a great evening ahead of you.
Thank you very much. Stay blessed.
Thank you, Sabah.
Bye-bye. Alright, yeah, that was KC Dinoke, a motivational speaker, on our show. Well, that is time to meditate. The time is exactly 9:02. We are signing out. It has been a wonderful show. I want to thank each and everyone. I want to thank producer or program manager or studio manager for allowing us to do whatever that we did. And I want to thank you. I just want to say to you that you can, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, you can tune in and listen to Pastor Patrick Mundebele on a show that is called Time to Meditate. And 9 to 12, it's Different Colors One People with KK Malaji. 12 to 3, it's Who Need a Doctor with Pastor MB Miss Mama Bolo, Mrs. Mama Bolo. And then from 3 to 6 is Kokejo, KK Mukanzi Mwabelo, which is from 3 to 6. And then from 6 to 9, it's me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. It's been an awesome. I want to thank you. Stay blessed. We love you. Let's just say step by step, step by step, and then as we say, cheers. Bye bye.